Now this is a dictation for Sue, S-U-E, K-9, K-A-N-I-N-E, November 3042, addresses a letter to Kaylin Guidman, PAC 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow-up for Sue, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, elevated calcium. Last visit a year ago. Recent evaluated eye specialist. Sounds like conjunctivitis. Was given some eye drops in proof. Diarrhea every 2-3 times a week without any bleeding. Few bowel movements a day, not more than 4. No vomiting, fever, abdominal pain. Weight, appetite is stable. Otherwise, review system done being negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the Norvasc, Cosar, Toprol. Remains on insulin, cholesterol treatment. No anti-inflammatory agents. Present weight 188, blood pressure 160/79 by nurse. No respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no gross arrhythmia. No abdominal distension, no back tenderness, minimal edema. Next paragraph, recent chemistries, creatinine improved, used to be 1.3 to 1.5, presently 1.0. Low sodium and high potassium, which is mild, normal acid base, elevated calcium, normal albumin phosphorus, malanemia 12.3. Previously, PTH not elevated, PTH normal, although that was done at the time of normal calcium. Previously, no activity in the urine for blood or protein. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 improve, underlying hypertension, blood pressure in the office is high, needs to be checked at home. In the past, we discontinued HCTC as potentially aggravating high calcium. For the high calcium, we're going to do a PTH, vitamin D, measurement. She's not symptomatic for the problems of calcium. She has not need EPO treatment. We will monitor relatively low sodium and high potassium. Continue restricted salt, physical activity, and weight reduction. Avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. There might be also a component of diabetes nephropathy, although we have not documented proteinuria. Further advice to follow, if stable, come back in a year.